Get back up because there is much to learn in pursuit of destiny. The drive to get up and try again gives you experience and teaches you skills that will help you reach your destiny. You have to be equipped with the skills and expertise necessary to position you toward your destiny. Sometimes the skills you gain in your pursuit of destiny have more to do with building character and internal fortitude than with a particular skill set. You may learn the patience and attention to detail needed to run a specialty company while working in a menial entry-level job. I know from personal experience that nothing you have been through will be wasted. All you have been exposed to and all that you have experienced are in the repository that builds your future. You never know what tidbit of information of seemingly insignificant experience will become the bedrock of your destiny. Get inspired by people who help you spiral up. Think about how many devices have been created in the last 100 years versus the previous 1,000 years. Think about how many inventions exist today that were not even conceived of when you were born. Their potential to be was always there, but someone had to envision it. Someone had to look into the piles and piles of sawdust lying around in sawmills and see the creation of particle board or fire starter logs. Johannes Gutenberg had to see a machine that could print pages of text in mass and invent the printing press. Your journey to your vision is no different. God created you with the raw materials you need to reach your destiny. What may be lacking in your life is a blueprint or design to pull together the raw materials inside you in the masterpiece of your life. Whenever you're tempted to think of yourself as incapable or inadequate, remember that the ingredients you need are already inside you. Have you ever noticed that inventions seem to feed off each other? As a new gadget is invented, someone is inspired by that invention to create something more. Today, almost everyone has an electronic tablet or smartphone. From grammar school students to grandmas, these powerful personal electronic devices were unthinkable just 2 decades ago. In the 1990s, we were still fascinated with laptop computers, which were inspired by the popularity and growing demand for personal computers. Each later invention was inspired by a previous one, each new invention expanding in capacity and capability from its predecessor. In the same way, people can be inspired by other people to do more and be more. Greatness inspires greatness. Creativity inspires creativity. When you align yourself with people who inspire you and help draw out the best in you, you find your best self. We read the words of those who inspire us. We watch their lives and model their behavior. But let's not be misguided into thinking that they give us the power to produce. Oh, no, they do not. Some think that emulating those we admire makes us more effective and guarantees the results they exhibit. The goal is not to duplicate someone else's greatness or purpose, destiny, or creativity. We want to be successful at being uniquely original. Isn't that a liberating idea? Just think, the freedom to be in competition only with your own gifts and abilities. Too many people measure themselves by someone else's destiny. Consequently, they lead miserable existences, constantly ashamed that what others do requires them to reinvent themselves in order to compete. If you ascribe to your uniqueness, you will build alliances with those who can help unearth your treasure and avoid the perpetual failure of attempting to be someone or something that you are truly not. The most those who inspire us can do is cause what is inherently within us to spiral up. That is the definition of inspiration in its purest form. It causes what's within to spiral upward. It is important that we have sources that inspire us as we inspire others. As we fill others with hope and encouragement, we need those who cause us to spiral upward as well. Remember, no matter how productive our lives have been, there is always something higher to reach toward. Inspiration is critical to destiny. You will benefit greatly from associating with other people who have a vision for their lives and want to pursue that vision. Imbalances in our lives can create frustration. Life is about balance. We have joy and sorrow. Inevitably, there are highs and lows. As we give to others and help them enhance their lives, we must not neglect to feed ourselves. As flight attendants tell us, we must first put our own mask on before attempting to help someone else. Sometimes we are the one needing to put a mask on someone else. At other times, we may need someone to put the mask on us. How frustrating would it be to sit on an airplane that has lost cabin pressure and have no oxygen mask? You have helped a half dozen people get their mask on, and now you need help, but there's no one? You need someone to put your mask on for you, but if no one is willing to help, what can you do? You would be extremely frustrated watching everyone else calmly seated, breathing while you gasp for air because no one helped you. Think about how you feel when you're constantly giving. For a while, you feel rewarded because you have the joy of helping someone else. But after a while, you get back in tune with your own needs. What about me, you may ask? As you give and give of yourself, it's important to refuel by spending time with people who can pour into you. If you're always the giver and someone else is always the receiver, you're bound to become frustrated. Conversely, if you're always the receiver, you're still bound to be frustrated because there is no balance in the relationship. The best associations are those that provide balance through sharing. Just like in a marriage, sometimes you are the one who encourages, while at other times you are the one who needs to be encouraged, believed in, and lauded with honor. Look at the areas of your life that cause you frustration. Discover the inequity that lies within and determine whether you can do something to resolve it. If it's your finances, figure out how to achieve balance through greater income or fewer expenditures. If you're dissatisfied in your relationships, look for areas of inequity to determine whether the relationship can be improved or whether they are terminally unequal. When you make a conscious decision to have balance in your life, you systematically eliminate the potential for frustration and misery. Use what you have to help you soar. Eagles have extremely powerful eyesight. Some species have vision that is almost 4 times human acuity. They can spot their potential prey from a great distance. The eagle sees an opportunity to grasp what he desires long before others can because of his vision. Once the eagle spots its prey, it goes after it. Eagles also know how to use what are called thermals, which are rising currents of warm air and updrafts to help them soar and to conserve their energy while soaring. When eagles fly long distances, they position themselves high in a thermal and then glide downward to catch the next thermal where the process repeats. Take a lesson from the majestic eagle's flight habits. Use what God has already placed around you to help you soar like eagles. Use those warm currents of air. Then position yourself to take flight. Use that unfulfilling job to gain as much skill and expertise as you can to soar into a new environment one day. The proficiencies you gain while serving on that job you don't like may be just what you need to propel you to the next level. Standing on your feet all day as a sales clerk may develop in you the customer service skills needed to manage the day spa you will one day own. Your experiences as a security guard may inspire you toward a career in law enforcement. Work as a police officer may awaken a desire in you to earn a law degree and become a district attorney. Use what's available to you to soar higher. You don't have to spend your life wondering what life might have been like if you had been willing to persevere to your dream. Destiny is already in your heart. You have seen it in your dreams or daydreams. You may have wondered, where did that come from? Maybe what you imagined didn't come from you. Perhaps you were treated to a divinely planted glimpse into your future. Sometimes our dreams are so big that we can't possibly imagine they are for us. When I was growing up, older people in the church used to say, God won't put more on you than you can bear. They most often use this expression to refer to troubled times. But the reverse is also true. God won't give you a vision or a destiny that is greater than what you can handle. Breathe in the vision that God has shown you and know that you can accomplish whatever the Creator has apportioned to you. Chapter 3. Order your steps toward destiny. Choose what's important to you. Who wants steps? I don't like steps. Never have. Even as a kid, when I was younger, I was impatient going up staircases, and because I have long legs, I would bound two or three steps at a time. I would find a way to maneuver around old people because I was too restless to wait for them to navigate their way up and down. I did that until the day I fell going up the steps. That fall taught me to respect steps. One at a time, they take you to the next level. Now that I'm older, I don't take on steps so hurriedly. I've learned that each step is important. When I was young, it was funny to me to see an older person take one step at a time. But now that I'm older, I've learned the race is not given to the swift. Nobody wants steps. They're not attractive. We try to decorate them with fancy wood and railings, but the only reason we have steps is to get us to a higher level. If there was a way to get to a higher level without steps, we would take it. The Bible says in Psalms 37:23 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The word steps implies process. God orders steps. That means destiny is going to take a while. Steps mean you can't get to the destination just because you want to, would like to, or even need to. You can stand on the first floor of a building and look up the staircase to the next floor for as long as you want, but all the wishing, hoping, and praying in the world are not going to get you to the second floor until you take the steps. You're standing on the first floor of your life. Your first floor life has all the basics, and you may be fine with that until you see a staircase to stories above and glimpse what you never imagined. That's destiny, and you want to go up there. You want to be on one of those top floors, but you can't get up there quickly. You must take the steps. You want to hasten the process to destiny, get to an expected end, but that cannot be done. No shortcuts, no way to bypass some steps, no elevator to destiny. Steps do not make life harder, they create readiness. God knows that a blessing given too soon is not a blessing at all. Suppose your 20-year-old son needs transportation. You give him keys to his own car, a blessing to him to get to school or work. But if you had given him his own car when he was 10, that wouldn't have been a blessing to him or to the others on the road. 10 years earlier, the same son given the same car may have yielded a tragic outcome because he couldn't have handled it then. Before getting the car, your son needed to go through the steps of driver education. He needed to study the manual for his learner's permit and prepare for the written test. He needed to take and pass the written test. He needed to practice driving on side streets and empty parking lots. with an experienced driver in the passenger seat to help him. Then he needed to pass the road test and receive his license. He needed to demonstrate trustworthiness to you when he borrowed the family car and returned it when promised no scratches, clean, and gassed up. There are many steps before that 10-year-old boy is ready for the blessing a new car is to a 20-year-old. Steps are a part of maturation. If we get what God has in store for us too soon, we can't handle it. Respect steps. Establish order. Establishing order in your life is essential preparation for destiny. Once you set your order, you will awaken each day determined to engage those principles to pursue your purpose. You will wake up focused because you have an agenda. When you wake up with a reason for being, you have the drive to get up and try all over again if necessary, and not worry about what happened yesterday. Setbacks won't cause you to drop out of the game. Disappointments won't cause you to stay in bed with the covers pulled over your head. Your destiny is a daily call to get up and get back in the game. When your life is ordered, setbacks and disappointments are regarded as commas and not periods that punctuate your life story. Each day is a new opportunity to live your dream when your life is ordered for destiny. Maybe you haven't arrived there yet, but every step you take toward it is still living your dreams. You're not the New York Times best-selling author yet, but writing for a local community paper is still living your dream as you gain the skills you need. You're not the owner of your own trendy clothing boutique yet, but the classes you're taking in fashion merchandising are steering you in the direction of your destiny. Day by day and step by step, you stay on task, especially when times are tough. When we live in pursuit of destiny, each step positions us closer and closer. Don't look at how far away you are. Respect the journey you're on because it will take you higher if you stick with it. Respect the sacrifices you're making now because they will help you appreciate your accomplishments. You will look back over your hardships and respect and, yes, even admire the person you were along the journey. You can look back at the person who endured all the adversity life threw at you, but kept moving forward and encourage others to stay the course to destiny. You will have confidence in yourself and contentment with life because you know you are in the place where you belong. When I was young, my mother and father went into a very nice store in Charleston, West Virginia, called Goldfarb, that sold light fixtures. My family was, as the young people say, on the come up, and they were decorating a house we had just built. My mother had looked among all the finery exhibited and identified a very exquisite set of lamps that she adored. They were on sale at a great price, and my mother really wanted the lamps. My father inquired about purchasing them, only to find out that they were on hold for another customer. I saw disappointment glaze my mother's eyes and cascade down her jawline into a grimace. I assumed it was prudent either to leave or settle for something else. Instead, my father said, "I'll wait." I thought, "Wait for what?" "If that customer doesn't return," he said, "I want them." He sat down in that store and waited all day. By 5 o'clock that evening, the customer hadn't returned, and my father bought the lamps. As lovely as the lamps were, what illuminated my soul was what can happen if you are tenaciously in orderly pursuit of what you want. Have patience with the process. I don't like the process of anything that has drawn out procedures. I don't like paperwork. I don't like waiting in line. I don't like those automated phone lines with voice prompts that tell me to press 5 and then press 1 and then press. Maybe I'm just spoiled because I'm the baby of my family. I just want things to happen. I never wanted God to order my steps. When I've petitioned God, I've wanted the Almighty to presto, send a blessing, healing, or opportunity. Yet every time the Creator ordered steps, God didn't offer steps as an option. My Maker did not present me a variety of options to choose from. The Lord ordered steps. As I've grown in my destiny journey, I'm now thankful that God ordered steps. It lets me know I am not moving aimlessly, nor am I moving on my own. I recognize there is a course for me to take, a divinely orchestrated process. I can't graduate to the next level until I take the current course and finish it. At times I pray for God to design the course my way. That didn't happen, and I'm glad. I've learned that God isn't just making this up as the Spirit goes. The Lord ordered steps. Many times I was impatient and prayed that God abort the process. Other times I prayed God would speed things up, put my life on fast forward. I prayed to get out of things God wanted me to stay in. God knew I needed the experience of the process. I've prayed that I wouldn't have to endure some things the Lord has let me endure. Wisdom allowed endurance to mold me. When I tried to rush the process, God slowed me down, as if saying, "No, you skipped that step. Go back." Every time I saw a destination, God saw me and ordered my circumstances to ready me for where I was trying to go. Accept the process. Your blessing is already ready. It's already done. God is getting you ready for the blessing, preparing you for your destiny. The process must be undergone so you can handle what you will face when you get to where you want to go. God has to guide you through a process to prepare you. You may want children but not be ready to parent. You may want a spouse but not be ready for marriage. You're asking God for more in your life, but you have to learn how to handle what you have. Hang in there is encouragement to keep pushing forward through stressful and trying times, but that's easier said than done. Patience is tough work. It's hard to keep pressing toward destiny while everything around seems to be falling apart. Difficult to keep loving that man you fell in love with 20 years ago while he's going through his midlife crisis. You didn't envision a husband with an earring and a tattoo. But you take your vows seriously, so you hang in there. Or maybe you're challenged to get up every morning, go to work on time, dedicated, and with a good attitude when you know you're being set up for termination. When you took the job, you thought you would retire from that company, but you need your job, so you hang in there. Or maybe you feel the pain of watching the mother you thought was invincible endure the mental and physical deterioration of Alzheimer's. But now it's your turn to care for her, even though she doesn't recognize you most days, and you hang in there. You probably have experienced a time when nothing in your life looks like what you imagined, hoped for, prayed for, planned for, and strategized for. Hang in there. It's frustrating to hear, but that's what you have to do. Destiny means focusing on a vision, seeing what's not there yet. Don't let go of it. Your dream may be the only thing that excites you, and you may have to keep it to yourself. How dare you have a dream? Who are you to imagine for yourself a life that is more interesting, more purposeful, more challenging, or even more opulent? Don't get upset if no one understands. Just hold tightly to your vision, because no matter who you are, you're not going to get there overnight. When it seems destiny is slipping right through your fingers, tighten your imaginative grasp and declare, "It's mine, and I'm not letting it get away, no matter what I have to go through." Many forfeit the hard work, a process. They don't hang in there because life can be very, very hard. They get disenchanted with process because they don't see results. They fail to realize they have to grow and circumstances must evolve. They don't know that the oak tree they imagined is somewhere in the acorn they received. Process precedes accomplishment. Have the tenacity to endure the process, because what you learn will help you survive when you attain your goal. If you learn to be patient, you will become consistent in your pursuit of destiny. Although the Bible says the Lord orders the steps of a good person, most of us are looking for the elevator. God doesn't promise elevators. The Lord guides steps. The steps strengthen us. So get on the Stairmaster and stick with it. I spent years pastoring a church with little growth. I often wondered if I had what it took to reach a broader audience. I didn't understand that while I was trying to build a church, God was trying to build a man. The only way to build a man was to put him in an environment that exercised his faith muscles and built up his experience. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to handle success. The order of service at Potter's House is very detailed, down to the minute. One pastor looked at our service schedule and said, "Services at my church are more spontaneous. There might be an impromptu solo or testimony." I responded that the sheer number of worshipers at the Potter's House necessitates a high level of organization. The more you manage, the more you must prepare. The more you desire, the more process is required. When you ask God for more, accept that more order will be required of you. If you're driving a fancy sports car or a new hybrid, you can make a quick, swift turn at the spur of the moment. But if you're driving an 18-wheeler, you have to prepare to make that turn. Prioritize, focus, ignore. How do you bring the vision of your heart, mind, and spirit into reality to get to that place you were destined to be? You need order in your personal life. To live your goals, you must set priorities, focus on them, and learn to ignore tugs on your time, energy, and resources that are outside of destiny's call. I realized that if I was going to fulfill God's vision for my life and live out my destiny, I had to learn how to accept that our all-powerful God created me a limited resource. I can only do so much in the course of a day or a season of my life. My various roles are husband, father, pastor, business owner, etc. I cannot give them all equal attention every day. I cannot meet the demands of each responsibility equally every day. I know that at the end of each day, one of those areas will come up lacking some days. I'm a better business owner than a husband. Other days, I'm a better father than I am a pastor. What is important to me, however, is that I don't allow the same area of responsibility to go lacking every day. Every day I prioritize. Every day I live my destiny. I have an order by which my life is structured. On any given day, I prioritize. I determine what is most important and what most needs my attention. After I have prioritized, I focus. I put my concentration and energy on the tasks and situations that I have determined most need my attention. Equally important to prioritizing and focusing is the ability to ignore. What someone else deems a crisis may not be my crisis, or it may not be a situation that merits my attention that day. You may be missing tremendous opportunities because you have not ordered what it takes in your life to get ahead. It is so vitally important that your life has an order and a rhythm so that you won't miss the seasons of life when you are most productive and vital. You can't sign up for more than you can deliver, and you can't focus on any one responsibility for too long. When my children were younger, they loved having me around the house, but I knew that if I spent too much time around the house, I would not be making money to support my family. My kids couldn't play their video games with no power because the electric bill hadn't been paid. They wouldn't have fun wrestling each other on the floor if their stomachs were growling, so sometimes they had to miss me a little so I could keep food on the table. Since each of us has a destiny, it is important for each of us to have a personal strategy for accomplishing what we long to do in life. Each of us is unique. Each of us has a function and a purpose that no one else can fulfill. Establish your own personal priorities so that you live your authentic life. Have you ever admired an actor in a movie or had a favorite recording artist who seemingly dropped off the scene? You may have even wondered why a person would give up a lifestyle of fame and adulation. Sometimes people become famous only to discover it's not the lifestyle that empowers them to fulfill their destiny. Some singers don't want the pressure of creating another hit record. They just want to make music. Some actors don't want to lose the ability to go grocery shopping without being mobbed by fans. They just want the opportunity to use their gifts. Sometimes people back away from fame or notoriety, but not because they didn't have the talent. Instead, they come to realize that the pressures of pursuing fame do not fit into their destiny. Fame is not the highest expression of destiny. Neither is wealth. Most people live out their destiny without fortune or fame. Some have affected many, many lives, but became neither rich nor famous in fulfilling their destiny. God has not designed one person to be better than another. Your destiny is yours. Own it and pursue it. It doesn't matter where you were born or your current education level. You can rise to where you were destined to be. Don't waste time comparing yourself or your destiny with someone else's. You were created for a reason. You are alive for a reason. Pursue that reason with passion and live in your true purpose. When you see others fulfilling their destiny, you may feel jealousy or envy. They've gotten to a place you haven't or believe you can't. Don't go there. You need all of your energy to work toward your own purpose, even if you haven't realized precisely what that is yet. Rejoice with those who are walking in their own destiny. When feelings of destiny seem to overpower you, remind yourself that you have a destiny. Be thankful God has designed a purpose for you and that you are on your way to fulfill what you were put on this earth to do. If you are tempted to feel envious, use those feelings to inspire you to emulate, not hate. Tell yourself, if he can do it, so can I. Think of how happy you will be for yourself and how happy you will want others to be for you as you climb your own ladder of success. Think of your destiny and everyone else's in this way. Imagine you are running or walking on a track to improve your physical condition. It doesn't make sense to be jealous of the person running past you in the next lane. Maybe she's been training longer. Her level of fitness has no impact on your own, just as yours has no impact on the person in the other lane that you just passed. Instead of being jealous, compliment her. Find out how she optimized her physical condition and set out to do the same, because jealousy is energy that is better spent on building up yourself. God wants you to prioritize, focus, and ignore, so you can reach the place you were meant to be. When you have your priorities in place, you can focus on them and give them the attention that they deserve because you know what's important. When you know what's important, you can ignore the things that can only distract you from arriving at destiny. Acquire the skill of guiltless prioritization. Destiny is a deliberate pursuit. To position yourself toward destiny, you will, of necessity, have to understand that certain actions, behaviors, and relationships are essential as opposed to things that are tangential. You can invest yourself in many good things that have nothing to do with arriving at your destiny. If you want to be a radiologist, you can become a hospital volunteer and do great work helping people, but volunteering won't help you pass MCATs, get you accepted into medical school, or help you make good grades once you get in. You can associate with many good people, but if they are wandering aimlessly through life and encouraging you to chill and stop stressing about the future, you may want to rethink your associations. Your best friend from high school may be a distraction from destiny. Your old buddy from the military may be a deterrent to destiny. The crowd from your job that invites you to hang out with them after work may be interfering with destiny. The boyfriend who demands all your time and wants you to have no outside interest may be standing in the way of destiny. The difficulty with setting priorities sometimes rests in the fact that most of us have been conditioned to help others and not to be selfish in life. People can sometimes try to make you feel guilty for saying no to them because what they want is not what you have prioritized. It's not selfish to prioritize your life to fulfill destiny. It's actually the most selfless thing you can do. God has an appointment for you to serve humanity in the greatest way possible for you. Therefore, you owe it to yourself, to others, and to the Creator to prioritize your life in preparation for destiny. Life is full of distractions, some positive, some menacing. So prioritizing your life keeps you on track and simplifies the cutting away process when circumstances or people attempt to divert you from your goal. Determine your priorities and write them down. Writing is a powerful tool because you can go back to what you've written and see if you're still on the right course. Some of life's distractions can't be helped. It's possible to become legitimately sidetracked when you are moving toward destiny. Having a child can cause you to reprioritize for a time so that you can give care and attention to the baby. A parent or other loved one may become ill and need ongoing care. It's understandable that you will have to take care of a loved one, and no child or ill loved one should be made to feel guilty because of those circumstances. Prioritizing your life means owning your vision for destiny. It's yours and no one else's, so order your life to accomplish what you desire. Human beings must be in order to function as the effective, influential, capable creatures God created. As you take ownership of destiny, you will become comfortable with determining the steps, actions, and people who support your vision. Not everyone is going to understand, so get over that. Mama and Daddy may not get it. Your twin brother may not get it. Your business partner may not get it. It's not their vision, so don't expect them to understand. God didn't give it to them, so they can't see what God has shown you. They don't feel excitement coursing through their veins when you talk about the vision. Frankly, they just don't get it. Some people can be downright discouraging. What are you wasting your time with that for? Are you still fooling with that mess? Aren't you ready to give that up by now? Because they can't see your vision, people can get you off track. Even if they don't directly express opposition to your vision, they don't mean to, but they just have other plans for your time and for your life. Your sister wants you to buy a timeshare with her. Your wife thinks you should coach Little League. Your child's teacher is begging you to run for PTA president. Your fraternity brother wants you to set aside some money and accompany him to the next national convention. Other people have no problem putting demands on your time, but you don't have time for what's on their agenda because you are stretching yourself toward your destiny. You can spend your time doing great things. That's what makes prioritizing essential. We can do great things to help other people, our community, our church, or even our family members. But prioritizing helps you recognize whether you can invest time and energy in such great deeds apart from your vision. Prioritization keeps you from allowing others to distract your attention from pursuing destiny. You will never reach your destination if you cannot stay focused on your true priority. Does it mean that you should fail to provide adequately for your family because you are pursuing your dream? Certainly not. Failing to support your family because you are consumed with the selfish pursuit of a dream is unconscionable. It doesn't mean you get a pass from keeping a roof over your children's heads. It does mean that for a while, family vacations may be three-day road trips to a nearby amusement park instead of a week in Hawaii. I've seen people become intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, financially, or professionally near death They live and work on life support. They exist rather than live. Yes, they have some happy moments, but these are few. Have you ever spent time around a terminally ill person? As the person transitions to eternity, she experiences brief moments of awareness and brief moments of joy. She does not have the energy to engage life. I know people who are alive but have no life in them. The light of life has gone out or never even been kindled because they failed to prioritize and missed opportunities. When you see people miss opportunities, it helps you understand the importance of establishing priorities. Vocalists who are serious about singing careers know they have to pursue it while they're young because rarely do record companies sign artists over age 30. If singers miss the opportunity during their youth, they may never get it again. That's not to say other opportunities won't come, but no matter how many chances people get, if they have not prioritized their lives for destiny, they will simply keep missing out on possibilities. Are you living evidence of an ordered life? Growing up, I would often hear folks in church say, God does things decently and in order. I didn't really know what it meant back then, but I do now. God's purpose for your life cannot manifest in the midst of chaos. You can't reach the place you were destined to be if you're constantly getting sidetracked. You cannot reach your life purpose when everything in your life is undisciplined, distracted, and disordered. One dictionary definition for disorderly is messy. Have you ever felt like your life is a mess? Your life is not a mess because of situations beyond your control. Your life is a mess because you have failed to prioritize the handling of those situations. When you prioritize the important things in your life, people who are not good for you do not receive your attention. All your time is needed for your priorities. The friend who's encouraging you to cheat on your husband will get cut loose when your marriage is a priority. So will the buddy who thinks life is all about being a slacker when destiny is your priority. The boss who threatens to fire you if you don't lie in your report will be part of your past when your integrity is a priority. Habits that hinder you from destiny get overcome. The drug abuse, the shopping addiction, the gossip habit. What will not support your journey to destiny gets cut loose unapologetically. If you feel guilty about setting your priorities and cutting loose hindrances, you may not make it to destiny. I've seen talented people fail to reach their full potential because they cannot set priorities. They are afraid of hurting someone's feelings. They don't want anyone to be mad at them. They want to be accepted by people who don't even matter. They are afraid to make destiny more important than peer pressure. A few years ago, a number of news and magazine shows told the story of Ted Williams, dubbed the homeless man with the golden voice. Ted was blessed with a speaking voice sent from heaven. After taking off on a promising career in radio, Ted's priorities got skewed. He got sidetracked by drugs and alcohol. After years of homelessness and addiction, a Columbus, Ohio videographer filmed Ted and his golden voice begging on the streets. The video went viral, and Ted was inundated with offers for voiceover work in television, in radio, and on the internet. People were donating to a special website created for him because they didn't want to see his great talent go to waste. Always remember, people love to get behind a winner. Even in this age of skepticism and mistrust, people are still willing to give, to support, and to provide a leg up to people to see them be the best they can be. Ted's melodious voice and natural talent were not enough to steer him toward the place he longed to be as a young college student. Somehow, he aligned himself with activities and people and situations that shifted his promising career downward. His talent was not enough to save him from a lack of priorities and the poor choices that resulted. When your life is not in order, you feel discomfort. A little piece of lint in your eye can give you unbelievable pain. A few grains of sand stuck down in your carburetor can jam up the entire engine. When you conduct your life haphazardly without prioritization, you have dis-ease caused by unimportant things taking the place of what is important to your destiny. Ordering your life takes time. God's plan for your life is so awesome, so amazing, that you have to get it in stages. The Almighty can't show it all to you right away. It might scare you, so you get it in pieces to digest it a bit at a time. As you are digesting, settle your affairs in order to receive the full revelation of destiny. These things take time. Now is the time to order your life and set your priorities straight. So as destiny is unfolding, you set time to order your life and you'll be ready to receive the life that is waiting for you. Just as the mother eagle gives her growing eaglets time to learn how to flex their wings and navigate the winds that will carry them, God gives you time to learn and to grow. Any life transition requires time. There's a reason people hire personal trainers. When you become serious about getting or staying physically fit, you recognize that you need a plan. When you walk into a health club, you need a plan so that all your body's muscles are developed. A personal trainer helps you establish an order for your workout according to the health goals you have set and the results you want to achieve. Once you have a plan in place, getting to the level of physical fitness you want will take time. Then, a trainer will help you stay on track if you're tempted to get off. Setting your priorities becomes like having a personal trainer. Priorities guide you to stay on course to destiny. Then you order your life around those priorities. An ordered life is in tune with the rhythm of life. When your life is in order, you are more likely to pay attention to subtle changes that may be signaling a major shift or movement in your life. When your life is chaotic, there may be major changes going on around you, but you miss them because you can't focus on what's going on right before you. Your life may be in total chaos right now, but that just means now is a good time to start setting some priorities. You can't change everything at the same time, and you can't change everything quickly. Just start with one area of your life. You may want to start by setting a budget, or maybe just a budget for one aspect of your finances. Start an exercise program. Cut a couple of credit cards in half. Read a book to improve your skills in the field you want to pursue. The key is to start. Ordering your life doesn't happen by magic. There's no hocus pocus, just sheer dedication to staying on task on a daily basis. Human beings function best when there is a structure in our lives, but it often takes time to get your life in order. It takes time to get enough sense and maturity to figure out who you are and who you are not. It takes time to figure out what you need to focus on or what you need to put your energy into. It takes time to recognize what is essential and what is trivial. When I learned that being unfocused only served to move me away from my greater purpose, I figured out ways to keep order in my life. Look at every relationship, every task, every association, every financial investment, and every time investment to determine whether they will serve your journey to destiny. Then, be prepared to cut away the things that are not beneficial to your progress. The cutting away process may be difficult, but think of it as a life and death decision. You might find that when you prioritize, you won't need to do much cutting because people at the bottom of your list will often cut you off. Choosing to cut away associations and actions that don't deserve your focus means giving life to destiny. Hanging on to situations, behaviors, and people that are not your priorities can only block your route to destiny. You get to decide. Will you bring life to your dream, or will you allow it to die of neglect? It is absolutely true that you have a divine summons to fulfill, but it's not automatic and it's not guaranteed. You are the major player who must give yourself fully to the process of becoming. Understand the power of making sound decisions, not quick ones. I once heard a motivational speaker advise his audience, "When you don't know what to do, just do something." As I listened, I thought it was the most misguided piece of advice I have ever heard. You can't just do something and hope it works, because it just may affect the next 20 years of your life. You can't just up and decide to get married or move to a new city or buy a new house based on quick or impulse thinking and expect to have the best outcome. You might have told yourself, "Well, it's time for me to get married. I'm 32 years old, so you up and marry Willie?" But for the next 20 years, you're mad and miserable. You're angry with Willie and snapping at him all the time, but you're not really angry with Willie. You're angry with yourself for making an impulse decision that has affected your life, Willie's life, and the lives of any children you may have had. Willie might have been someone else's dream man, but instead he became your nightmare because you married him without thinking it through. Ordering your life with destiny decisions takes time. It's never a convenient time. Eaglets never sense that it's time to leave the nest and move on to their destiny, but their parents know when it's time. The mother eagle begins to take away the leaves and padding she so dutifully placed in the nest in preparation for their birth. She watches them as they hatch and grow. Left to its own devices, an eaglet might never leave the nest, instead remaining content to let mom keep bringing food. But the mother knows when the time is near. The process of eagles learning to fly is not nearly as detached as some may think. While the eaglet learns to take steps and flap its wings in preparation for that first flight, the parents are rarely far away. They may even watch as their eaglets practice flapping their wings and testing the branch on which they are perched. The eaglets are getting ready while their parents watch. Like the eagles, God does not thrust you out of your comfort zone and turn away. Even as you test your strength and try to navigate your way to where you have never been, God is still near watching, so you will not fall. Maybe you feel it's not time for change in your life. It may not seem like a good time to shift your priorities or start reordering life plans. It may not be the right time to change jobs or go back to school, to move to a new city or break away from an unhealthy relationship, or to change your spending habits. That's when God begins stirring the nest, initiating disruption, so you will get moving. Think about the major changes that have come into your life. Did any of them happen at a convenient time? When you understand that your timing and God's timing are different, you are in a better position to accept life's inconveniences. Bankruptcy may be the ordering you need to establish sound financial planning for your future. The timing for events that happen in your life may seem bad for what you understand right now. You may lose your job 2 weeks before Christmas, and it may seem like the worst kind of timing, but the timing can be totally relevant to destiny. A present inconvenience may be necessary for a long-term benefit. The time to shift your priorities in the direction of destiny is never convenient. There will always be a reason to put it off until later. There will always be someone who gets angry with you for prioritizing your life in a way that affects what he or she wants you to do. Maybe your cousin will stop speaking to you because you can no longer babysit, but that's no reason to put off enrolling in night class. Your children may be angry with you for putting the family on a budget, but you can't put off saving